Radio.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, inside hour number two. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And it's the day before New Year's Eve, the eve of New Year's Eve, I guess you could say.
I guess you could say that.
And I have no plans.
Me either.
If you do, and it's really exciting, call us up. Let us know, 800-259-9231. You want to talk politics? Do it, 800-259-9231. You got a personal problem? We want to hear about it. 1-800-259-9231. Log on.
At freetalklive.com. You can download the last 6 days' worth of archives. You can look at the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can post on the message board where we have over 2,000 posts and over 225 posters.
Yes, indeed. And all of those people are Free Talk Live listeners, or as we call them, free talkers. 1-800-259-9231. Oh, quick update. Last night we mentioned that the updates list, which is also something you can access at freetalklive.com. You sign up. It's absolutely free. Whenever there's something new to announce about the show, whether it be one of the recent announcements was that we were going 3 hours live, because we were a two-hour live show with the third hour being a not a live hour, and now we're all 3 hours live. We're Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Of course, we also have our two-hour show on Saturday from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. So, of course, I announced that via the updates list. That's the kind of stuff you get. You'll also get an announcement when the Shrine of Female Listeners is updated with a new Shriner. You'll get all kinds of show-related news via this list. Well, yesterday, at around 1 o'clock Eastern Time, somebody managed to compromise the security of the Yahoo groups through a little hole, a security hole that I didn't know about, and send a virus out to that list. Of course, I'm very embarrassed about that situation.
Now, that doesn't mean that everybody on the list got a virus.
It does mean that everyone on the list got a virus. They received a virus via email, and hopefully they were smart enough to not open said attachment.
My email company won't even let me open the
that's good.
A virus.
Not everyone's companies are the same, nor do they all work the same way.
No.
Anyway. So, not cool. So, I checked into it, and there's good news now. The good news, first of all, is that the person who sent this sent it from outside of the Yahoo group site, because we use Yahoo groups to send out these updates. That's what you're signing up for when you sign up for the updates list. They sent it from outside of the site, so they didn't actually compromise my account or your account, a moderator account, and get in.
Do I even have a moderator
account?
You
do. So you could send an update if you wanted to.
I couldn't. I don't have any idea.
You're clueless. Right. If you spent a little bit of time, you'd probably figure it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, they didn't log in, so therefore they couldn't get the list of email addresses. So even though you may have received this email, it doesn't mean that the individual who sent it has your email address. Do you see what I mean? It's part of the list that Yahoo has, and the email just went out to that whole list. But he didn't know who was on the list. He doesn't know, whoever it was that sent this virus, doesn't know.
So it's not necessarily one of our upset listeners or something like that.
It could be just a hater.
Somebody.
It could be a hater. A Free Talk Live hater.
Well, it could just be somebody who had nothing to do with Free Talk Live.
It could be
attacking every
Yahoo. We will never know. But nonetheless, I just wanted to reassure all of our people out there that security is still there. Your email address hasn't been given out. It hasn't been stolen. And on top of that, I have since closed the security holes. I turned off an option that allows the attachments to go through. So even if someone was able to find the security hole again, which I've also shut down because every message that comes through now has to be approved by me.
Okay.
So I have to go to the site, approve a message. So if someone tries that security hole again, that message will come to me first and say, hey, someone's trying to send this message to your group.
So you put another step in the process and put in a stopgap.
I put in a step in the process, and in case for some reason, somehow it manages to pass through that first step, which is pretty much not possible, then it'll strip away any attachments. So there you go. So you can sign up for the updates list without fear.
The new improved updates list.
Version 2.0, available for you at Free Talk Live. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Big news from Portland, Oregon. And again, you can call in, interrupt the show with anything.
New, stronger version of coffee?
No, no. An Oregon Army National Guardsman must report for duty after failing in his challenge of a military program that extends his enlistment. And our newest Shriner might take interest in this article because her boyfriend is currently stationed in Iraq. Mm-hmm. He was scheduled. We're talking about Samantha. You can see her picture online at freetalklive.com. Her pictures, rather. Her boyfriend's in Iraq. He was scheduled to come home because he's been doing the military thing for over 4 years.
Now he's been stop-lost.
And he's part of the stop-loss program. He's one of the beneficiaries of the stop-loss program.
Now, stop-loss means that a guy who's signed up for the military, there's this little clause that's not exactly on the contract you sign, but it's somewhere in the military...
Somewhere in the code. The military code.
Yeah, the whole big book of stuff they've got there that says...
Military Code of Justice. I think it's called the Uniform Code of Justice, if I'm not mistaken.
And it says that basically, well, if we need you past the 4 years, we can go ahead and keep you if we have to.
Yep. For an indefinite, indeterminate period of time.
So it's like the first step to a draft, but not a draft.
It is. It's a backdoor draft. These guys didn't know about this. When you start a business in your local area, you don't go and read all the codes.
No.
When you buy a house, you don't go and read all the regulations that apply to it. There'd be no way for you to do it. You'd have to take leave of your job and spend full time reading through all the bureaucracy and all the legalese and all that. And in the same way, when somebody signs up for military service, they just want to go serve their country. That's what they think. They think they're going to help the cause of freedom and serve in the military.
Meet new and interesting people. And kill them.
Go to strange places around the world and all that sort of thing. And they're excited about that. And they're put the contract is put in front of them. It says they're there for 4 years, and it looks good, and they're going to get their college paid for after that. And so they sign on the dotted line. Of course, it also means they're agreeing to every single regulation in the Military Uniform Code of Justice. Actually, now that I think of it, we got Michael on the line in Kentucky. Michael,
oh, shame, for shame.
I'm so bad at this. Anyway, Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Sorry to keep you holding.
I missed something. What?
You're on Free Talk Live, Michael. Just go.
Okay. You guys were talking about TV last hour, and I heard some things where you were talking about them auctioning off channels and things like this.
Yes.
I think a lot of folks are going to get a rude awakening, or they're going to start hearing about this late in 2005 and go, "What? I'm going to have to go out and buy a $200 box so I can
yeah,
get
I think
TV."
You're right. I think you're absolutely right about that.
You know, there's a lot of people out here still watching antenna television, the free TV, as it's called, you know, over-the-air
like me.
Broadcasts. And they even the ones that have the whatever, the direct satellite, they don't necessarily want to pay whatever, $6, $8, $10 for four channels that don't represent all of the over-air channels that are in a particular market.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So...
this affects the poor people the most.
What the FCC started doing now was initially they eliminated channels, I think 65 or 69 through 83. The
right.
really, really high UHF was eliminated. But
the channels that nobody uses.
And they
didn't travel very far, right? They did use them quite a bit as translator stations to get into little valleys where the big full power station doesn't reach, you know. And I think there was a movie called UHF with Weird Al Yankovic.
Uh-huh, great movie.
Well, now that was a real high channel, like channel 62 or something.
Right.
Now those channels have been eliminated. They want to get channel 69 through 40 off the air when they cut the analog. There's only going to be channels 2 through 13 in the VHF and channels 14 through 40 in the UHF.
So are you saying that the FCC has somewhat responded to consumer demand here? Is that what you're saying?
No.
No.
I want to allow you to explain. Hold on,
okay.
Michael. We're sorry to put you on hold again. That was my bad. 800-259-9231. Mental note, review the call list before starting another hour. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, and we'll put you on the air about anything. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. ahealthylifechoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
It's Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The show about you. You bring up what's on your mind, we talk to you about it, whether it be political or personal. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And the number is 800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. Michael in Kentucky, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Well, this subject is a bit personal to me because dear old dad was a television engineer, so I pay a little bit of attention to the television situation.
Gotcha.
And I think we're going to have pockets of resistance around the country where either local media generates a grassroots effort to keep stations on the air. I think that's entirely possible because really the spectrum that they want to auction off is above channel 40. And it's
but I was right about that, right? They are auctioning these the spectrums for their benefit.
But what you're getting a little bit wrong here is they're not taking, say, five broadcast channels in a given market and compressing it to one. They are giving the same 6 megahertz wide TV channel, which is how much it takes to broadcast the TV channel right now, is it's a 6 megahertz wide TV channel, and they're giving it a whole channel of just a different number. They've reallocated all these different channels, like, for instance, in the Lexington market here in Kentucky, Channel 27 has moved to Channel 13, which is a very unusual thing for a UHF station to move to a VHF, because usually what they do is cluster the TV stations in a market, either on the UHF band or down on the VHF band. Of course, that was the original band.
So I was under the impression that the digital channels could fit within that. You could fit more than one digital channel within that 6 megahertz.
Right, and that's what the big payoff for the broadcasters is that they can then turn around and broadcast several low-definition or standard-definition signals at once. They can broadcast. I talked to one television engineer who said they would be able to broadcast 8. Well, that's not what the FCC has allocated.
I see what you mean.
So you can do up to 4. So CBS, for instance, which owns UPN, can broadcast their CBS main feed. Then they can broadcast... Then they can broadcast the UPN feed, and then they can broadcast a
got it.
A shopping network.
So you're saying that the current licensees, let's say your local CBS affiliate, the current licensees will still own the six megahertz or whatever. They'll still have that license to them, and they can just put more channels within that one chunk.
Plus, they can also do data casting, pagers, and numerous other things because there's extra spectrum there. But they're required to broadcast so many hours of full high definition TV. Most of it's going to be probably prime time programming. But there's 18 different digital formats. Okay, and several of those are the widescreen formats, but they're not full resolution, so they can cheat a little bit.
Right,
and they can broadcast, say, if a sports game that won't be in full high definition TV, it'll be an enhanced definition, and then they can play around with the extra spectrum if they want to. But if they do broadcast a high definition signal, it takes most, if not all, of their capacity on that channel.
I'm so glad we have experts listening to this show, man, because you and I certainly don't qualify.
Well, I mean, his dad was a television engineer.
Yeah. Well, I tell you
a lot about the radio industry.
I get a lot of the trade magazines, broadcast engineering and stuff. So I've been trying to keep up on it. And
got it.
I've offered him a slot a couple of times to take over our third man seat here.
I don't know about that. 1-800. Hey, Michael. Anything else?
Well, maybe I'll send you an email.
Very good, Michael.
Maybe we'll talk about that.
So basically, so you agree with me though, Michael, that the people who are affected most by this are those who really can't afford it. The poor people out there, the average man in America who just doesn't have an extra $200, as you put it, to buy an HDTV translator box, or especially the mom and pop TV stations who have the extra $5 million to upgrade their equipment.
Well, the low-power TV stations are the ones that are hurting, I think, the most, because they only can reach part of a market anyway. They only go out maybe 20 miles at the most. They do have there's a transmitter package that I've read that they've got. If you've already got your construction permit, there's a transmitter package that a guy in Tennessee is selling for something like $5,000 or $6,000 to hold your channel, but it'll only broadcast, I think, one digital signal. You know, it won't multiplex.
Right, but then you not only do you have to buy a new transmitter, you have to buy new equipment as well.
You have to do the engineering and the extra,
this is not cheap.
No, you have to pay an engineer to do the site survey and do all the paperwork to put in where your transmitter's going to be located.
Why can't we just let the free market decide all this? That's what I don't understand.
What I don't understand is why they can't just let people just decide when they want to switch to the new
digital. That's the free market. I mean, let the free market figure it out. Let each individual person, each individual TV viewer, each TV producer figure these things out on their own.
Well, they did have a provision. Now, for a long time, they had a provision that they could not turn off the analog signal until they could prove that over 50% of their audience was watching the digital signal.
And what happened to that provision?
I think they threw it out the window because they want to auction off as many of this spectrum as they can.
So they can cash in. The FCC.
It's considered an asset of the United States, not an asset of the people. See, the United States is being run like a corporation. They own huge chunks of blue chip companies.
Michael, how do you feel about what I said earlier versus Manwich? I believe the abolishment of the FCC, and Manwich wants to keep it around. Where do you stand on that one?
I think the states utility commissions or whatever could handle the disputes between broadcasting and interstate markets.
Where I would certainly be more for that than
too.
FCC.
That's what a lot of the micro broadcasters were trying to suggest too, because right. They're not in interstate commerce. They're only going, 5-10 miles or something across town.
Michael, good info. Any final thoughts for us?
That's what I think. If you're not in interstate commerce, they don't really have jurisdiction anyway.
Nice hearing from you, sir.
All right,
take it easy.
You too.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go right back to the phones here. Paul in Delaware, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I hope I get just half amount of time as this guy's got. But
we'll see. Depends on how interesting you are, Paul.
Well, I hope so, because I'm tired of these weak-minded people. You said if you've got any complaints or if you've got any topic, well, I'm glad that there's a show like Free Talk Live. Because,
this is the only show like Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you. About time someone comes along, because I've got two issues that really bug me, because I see there's a lot of intelligent people out there, but they believed it. UFOs built the pyramids, then they got bored and flew back out into space, crop circles. I would love to challenge and to really crush down with some information and knowledge anyone out there that wants to believe that we've been to the moon, even though we so-called went there back in the 20th century, like we were flying from New York to Paris, but now we're in the 21st century, and we can't go there because guess why? We're trying to make it to Mars. I mean, I don't know how anybody buys this stuff. I mean, it's kind of like the UFOs, and I'm almost sad at my dad that when I was a little kid, he had me believing that there was actually a Bermuda Triangle. I mean, what world are we living in?
Okay, so wait, I'm a little confused here, Paul. You don't believe in the Bermuda Triangle, the UFOs coming to Earth, building the pyramids, but you also don't believe that we went to the moon as well.
No, I definitely do not believe we went to the moon. The reason why, and I've seen, they have this show on History Channel. It's called Riddles and Mysteries or something.
I'll tell you what, Paul, hold on. We'll let you tell us about it here in just a moment, because this is an interesting topic for me. The whole, I don't know about the UFO thing and all that, because I don't... Well, whatever. But the moon thing, I question it as well. Did we really go?
I wonder myself.
Did we really go to the moon? And we'll explore this in a little bit. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up whatever you want, just like Paul did. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200% to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Anything goes, whether it be political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. And by the way, we are not going to be live tomorrow night. Tomorrow night being, of course, New Year's Eve. Therefore, the network doesn't want us to do our show because they don't want to pay the board ops to come in. And so we're going to be a time warp episode tomorrow night.
Maybe the board ops just want to go out and have a good time on New Year's Eve.
I've worked, until this year, I've worked almost every single New Year's Eve in the past 7 years of my life.
Nobody cares that you're some kind of radio mole and they never let you out of the studio.
Well, we get done at 10 o'clock Eastern time,
mm-hmm.
and our board operators are in Central time, so they would be finished at 9 o'clock. Anyway, next
Your
year,
point
we'll,
is?
We'll find one of them who wants to take a little bit of cash next year to stay on board. Just so I can keep you here, Manwich. 1-800-259-9231. Email the show at FTL.
The board op says he wants to party.
FTL. Well, as far as I'm concerned, as long as you can keep running the board, you can party in the studio. I mean, I'm not in charge over there at the network, obviously. I can't really give them permission to do that sort of thing. But as long as you play the music beds right, it's all pretty much automated. Who cares if you answer the phones drunk, right?
Well, free talk live.
All right, 800-259-9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We're going to go right back to the phones to Paul in Delaware. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I just want to say, yeah, there's a lot of people out there, and I don't get it, man. They want to believe in this moon issue, and I'm like, you know.
So you don't believe that we landed on the moon in the 60s?
Okay, well, one thing my favorite saying is, I don't believe in beliefs. I like to have some facts to back up, you know, what I look and perceive as being reality in this world I live in. Mm-hmm. And no, there's so many reasons why I don't, and two main reasons why I don't. I mean, just on logically, I mean, the logical thinking process, I think about it. We're in the 21st century now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to the bottom of the ocean. We're still exploring rainforests here on Earth. Do you think that we did everything that needed to be done on the moon? Of course not. But see, the reason why you don't hear no more about it is because they've got you on this next fantasy mission of going to Mars, and so we don't have time for the moon. These people have got some stuff for you, and I mean, people need to wake up and understand that there is someone at the top of this mess that's really just manipulating you and having you off in these fantasy worlds that most people spend their time. I mean, there's Paul, so much real stuff going on in the world. Come on now.
Paul, what was the motivation for them to fake the moon landing in the 60s? What was their motivation?
Well, I'll give you a prime example. The same reason why they're now sending the Chinese to the moon, because if you understand what's going on in the world right now, our job in China is going to be like the world Walmart. Talking about Walmart, China is going to be the world Walmart, and we're going to be dependent on every slave labor good. And so what they need to do after their people have been oppressed is to, you know, rally, oh, we're the great Chinese. Look, we're on our way to the moon. I mean, don't you think that all the technology that Clinton gave the Chinese and what is still given to these people right now, don't you think they would have enough to, oh, go, especially with all the money they're making off of us at Walmart, don't you think they should be on their way to the moon? But of course not, because they have the technology now and satellites.
Wait, I thought you said China was going to the moon.
Well, no, they sent the spacecraft into the atmosphere of Earth. They haven't went out of you know, outer space. They're still, you know, circling around the Earth in the troposphere, whatever it is they're floating around in. But they're not going in outer space. But they did send up a rocket so that they could, you know, rally their people. That's why they did it to the Americans, because it made us feel so, oh, man, we're Americans. We're so great. We're getting.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think that the motivation now, I don't really know which side is true, because I was actually just sent a link in response to this that responds to the hoax claims that allegedly, you know, debunks the claims of the people who are claiming that it was a hoax.
Uh-huh,
so there's definitely two sides. They're definitely at each other's throats on this. But I think what Paul's saying as far as the motivation makes sense. What we had back in the 60s was the space race, right, Paul? We had Moscow versus Washington, D.C. I mean, the U.S. Yeah. versus the USSR. And one of them was going to get to the moon first. And obviously it had to be us, because otherwise it would look like the communists managed to pull it off, right? Well, so they put this whole thing together in order to, like you said, make the Americans go, rah, rah, America, look, we did it, we're Americans, and we're the greatest, and so they fooled us, basically. And I saw the footage on one of those moon shows. There's been a couple different conspiracy videos about this, or theory videos, I guess you could say, in regards to the moon landing, and one of them actually showed an outtake clip or something like that, where the lighting fixture crashes down onto the set. Did you see that one, Paul? Did you see that clip?
Well, I never had a chance to see that one, but I got to tell you something. All these people, especially the guy that's emailing in, I'm someone that lives in reality. Like I said,
actually, Paul, before you say that, he's on the phones right now. Skyler, you're on with Paul on Free Talk Live. Hello, Skyler. You're on with Paul.
Having some technical problems.
Skyler in Sarasota. Paul?
Hey.
Huh. Hey. All right, he's on.
I'm right here.
Now I'm on. Okay, now I got put on. All right. I was like speaking into nothing for a moment there. Basically, you know, as far as that link of debunking, you know, there are certain things that I've seen as far as pictures that make me kind of wonder a little bit about the, you know, whether or not we went to the moon just because of some of the shadows and stuff like that and some of the pictures. And I don't necessarily doubt that maybe pictures were edited, but I mean, we have the technology now to do commercial space flight. I mean, and I don't see
really?
Why. Yeah.
I got to tell you, I know all about Space Force One or whatever it is, the guys who, Air Force One or whatever it is,
Spaceship One.
Yeah, I know all about them. And don't you think that we should be, I mean, think about it. We know, yeah, the average citizen, because see, the bottom line why the average citizen is getting to get ready to go into the inner space of Earth is because consciousness, technology, and the human consciousness is going to totally rise. That's why they can never dumb us down.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Technology continues to advance, right?
Yes, it does.
So, of course, the average citizen is going to learn how to get into the inner space of Earth.
I don't know what that means. What is the inner space of Earth?
You have outer space, which is outside of the Van Allen radiation belt.
Okay.
And then you have the atmosphere, the stratosphere, the troposphere, and I don't know how many other spheres they've got, but they've got a lot inside of the Earth's atmosphere. But the bottom line is, my favorite question is to ask these people who believe, what is your greatest proof? And by the way, I've talked to people on History Channel videos.
Wait, are you suggesting, Paul, that Spaceship One didn't actually
break? No. Yes, it went into inner space. Yes, it did.
Okay.
But we're talking about going to the moon. I don't want to focus on Spaceship One.
Okay, fine.
But we are talking
about the moon.
Yeah, we're talking about the moon. So what I'm saying is, the proof, what are you using as your proof that we went to the moon other than NASA told you so? I mean, I'm looking for that substantial proof because...
Okay, but yeah, you're asking a question. I mean, we've got video, we've got all sorts of evidence and whatnot. I can ask you the same question. How do you know that you were born? How do you know that you actually, you know, were born and that you actually...
Please don't get that confused with the moon. I mean, we're talking about...
Hold on a second. We're gonna put you both on hold. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Exploring, the moon. Did we? Or did we not? I'm not really too sure myself. I'll tell you what, I've seen some convincing evidence that says that we didn't. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet?
Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration is the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit cmineral.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The show where literally anything goes. Anything, whether it be political or personal, anything that's on your mind, you go, we'll just get a rant off your chest. You've got something you... just been itching to talk about all week long. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich. And for example, we've got, what was it, from Delaware, it was...
Yeah, but we're going to bring Skyler back on first, because I want to give him a chance to make a couple points.
Okay.
And then we'll bring Paul back on in just a bit, so they can both have at it again, because we're talking about the moon landing, or...
like Frontline.
Was it? I mean, did we have a moon landing, I guess, is the question that we're asking tonight, and or actually Paul is asking. Of course, Skyler's on the line from Sarasota, Florida. Skyler, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Okay. So the crazy thing that I said there, you know, about the being born... let me explain that real briefly. My point is that you can't know everything through first-hand evidence, right?
Right?
Just because I didn't see, you know, I didn't go to the moon myself or didn't get in, you know, I don't know anybody personally who's been to the moon, doesn't mean that I can't believe that it happened. In other words, I don't know that I was born in a, you know, I could have just been created from nothing. I could have been grown in a test tube. But I was told by reputable sources, you know, that I was birthed.
Your mom.
You know, and it just, that to me, I can believe that. You know, it makes sense. It just seems to me it's logical. I don't
know. What makes you think that NASA is reputable?
I don't necessarily, and I do question it.
Okay.
But I think that, you know, as a widely held belief and from the evidence that I've seen, which is all pretty credible evidence, and there's not really a good reason, I don't think that there's really a good reason for it to be fake, especially especially with all the other things that are going on with commercial space flight, it's just kind of wacky to just, oh, space flight isn't possible. I mean, we've got all these other technologies out there that suggest very, very conclusively with airplanes and whatnot and the fact that we can send out submarines.
Okay.
If you find an airplane with a submarine, you're good to go.
All right, let's bring Paul back on from Delaware.
One more point to make, though, real quickly about, you know, he was talking about going to Mars. And the thing I'd like to say about Mars is, you know, as far as why we are going to Mars as opposed to the moon is, science is that trip is very, very expensive. And the United States, first of all, a lot of physicists can't get space trips to study, like, gravity and study certain sciences right now because the United States is all about Earthy and exploring planets and maybe there's other life on planets. As far as actual physics and experiments, sending space explorations or space expeditions out for studying physics,
right. You
got to go to Europe for that.
Got it.
Europeans are about that.
Well, and the United States government and NASA has basically put the nicks on private space travel at this point, although it's starting to open up a little bit. But I want to ask Paul in Delaware. Paul, Skyler kind of made an allegation there and I want to know if this is what you're suggesting. Are you suggesting that space travel isn't possible, Paul, or just that we didn't land on the moon?
What I'm suggesting is that we never went to the moon, and I'm not just suggesting it. I'm still waiting for any kind of proof because I'm going to get to my proof in a second on how I know we never went to the moon. But yes, space travel has been possible in inner space. As far as a human being going through the Van Allen radiation belt, and I know that NASA is now saying that they can, when anybody, even the man who discovered it, Van Allen, this thing is about 60,000 plus miles thick. And it's all the radiation coming off the sun. And not only that, it's even 10 times more powerful because they tried to take a nuclear weapon and blow a hole through the Van Allen radiation belt, and all they did was make it 10 times more deadly. And this is a known fact. So the bottom line is, how do I know we never went to the moon? Because if you go out to Bethpage, Long Island, and I forget the company right off the top of my head, but it's been so long. But the only reason why I called up about the moon is because I heard something about George Bush and we're getting ready to go to the moon again on some commercial. But the bottom line is, at Bethpage, Long Island, there is no blueprints. There's not even any pictures. There's only little kind of cartoon things that they have. And I mean, what about the guy who decided that, hey, I think we're smart enough to go? Shouldn't he have gotten the Nobel Prize? And then the whole spacecraft. The documents, the portfolio, whatever you call it, it was only 137 pages thick. And all this can be found on a video.
What does that mean?
But hold on. I want to make a point because he said earlier all the evidence he's seen. Let me tell you something. You're speaking to someone who, just on the basis of logic alone, we're in the 21st century now and we're going nowhere.
What?
As far as to the moon. Don't you think we should be going to the moon again? I mean,
nothing there, though.
Well, NASA has made the decision that they don't want to go back to the moon. But I think that if private space travel was allowed, that there would be private individuals, private organizations who would go.
But hold on. We have so many people that love Star Trek. We have all these people that love and believe in wormholes.
Right.
And all this kind of stuff and all this out here. And they want to live like the Borgs in Star Trek. I mean, all these people would love it nothing. They're even learning how to speak the language on these Star Trek shows. They would love nothing more than to go out into space. There's plenty of people.
But they're prevented to. They're prevented by the government. You know that, right, Paul?
Why? I mean, people have the money.
They do.
Yeah, so why not? This is supposed to be space.
Well, that's
space
the question
travel.
You'd have to ask NASA. NASA has this problem, apparently, with other people exploring space.
See, I know, though, because, like I said, how do we know? I've heard of every argument. But when you get right down to the spacecraft itself, there is no blueprint. I mean, I got to
right,
tell
you. All
right, Paul.
I think we're done, man. We're out of time.
Hold on.
Paul, we are out of time, brother. Well, you'll have to call us back some other time. We're on six nights a week, okay? 800-259-9231. This isn't the moon show, unfortunately. It's Free Talk Live, and anything goes. You bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Thank you.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The remaining moments of hour number two, but there is still an hour number three. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. So
give us a call and about anything you want to talk about.
Yeah, whether it be political or personal or
something. We've been talking about the FCC tonight. Right. We've been talking about landing on the moon.
Anything else goes. This is your show. You take control at 800-259-9231. And we read some emails as well about various different things. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And log on, freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us on our bulletin board system. We've got over 225 users, over 2,000 posts for you to browse through, as well as the Shrine of Female Listeners. You want to check that out. The archive section, the last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived there on the house. There's no membership fee required, so grab them up at freetalklive.com. Now, I'm looking at this. We're still kind of looking at the space thing. We just didn't have more time because the caller started to repeat himself a little bit. So we'll let him reset himself and call in another time. Obviously, it's an important issue.
I think it was a good call.
I thought it was a great call. I thought he asked some very good questions, and I think that one of them deserves a response only because I happen to have it right in front of me. He mentioned the Van Allen belts, which are some very high. There's some high doses of radiation in the Van Allen belts, and his allegation was that the moon module, the shuttle, wouldn't have been able to make it up through the belts without severely dosing those pilots with radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the official response to that, again, there's all these hoax claims out there. There's a group of conspiracy theorists who believe that the moon landing was a hoax. And they have a set of claims that they have, a number of different claims. And there's websites out there that have kind of like official responses to, scientific responses to the hoax claims. And some of them make a lot of sense. Some of them do. So here's the one for the Van Allen belts, just for the record. Let's see. To reach the moon, astronauts would have to travel through the Van Allen radiation belts, resulting in lethal doses of radiation. That's the hoax claim. And apparently it's often made, according to this website, it's a gross exaggeration and simply not supported by the data. Radiation was a definite concern for NASA before the first space flight flights, but they invested a great deal of research into it and determined the hazard was minimal. It took Apollo about an hour to pass through the radiation belts, once on the outbound trip and once again on the return trip. The total radiation dose received by the astronauts was about 1 rem, and that's how you measure radiation. Mm-hmm. A person will experience radiation sickness with a dose of 100 to 200 rem, and death with a dose of 300 plus rem. Clearly, the doses received fall well below anything that could be considered a significant risk. Despite claims that lead shielding meters thick would have been needed, NASA found it unnecessary to provide any special radiation shielding.
They found that with the monkeys?
The hoax advocates also make the mistake of limiting themselves to two-dimensional thinking. The Van Allen radiation belts consist of a donut-shaped region centered around the Earth's magnetic equator and spanning about 40 degrees of latitude, 20 degrees above and below the magnetic equator. The translunar trajectory is followed by the scientific blah, 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 refuting that. Now, despite all of the science that they have here refuting a number of these hoax claims, I swear to you, Manwich, that on one of these hoax videos that I've seen, I swear I saw video footage of a you've got a soundstage, right? The allegation is they did all this on a soundstage with Hollywood technology of the time.
Yeah?
I swear to you, I saw a lighting fixture crash into, it was like an outtake. They claim to have found an old reel of film. I swear I saw a lighting fixture crash into the footage, and I don't see that being refuted anywhere on here. So again, I'm still up in the air. I don't know if we actually did go to the moon. 800-259-9231. As I say, question everything. We're going to be back with hour number three in moments. This is your show. Take control. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're talking...